Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join our various gaming groups as we play the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. And maybe just hang out and chat about gaming in general. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
I love that that's what the group is. Yep.
So we were looking for you. We were researching as much stuff as we could to see if we could find them.
Yep, I heard you almost found one of my brothers.
Oh.
You'd be proud of them. They were tenacious and looking for you. No matter how many times you said, do not look for me, they wanted to look for you.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Here. On the other hand, we didn't find you, so we weren't good at it, but
it's the thought.
We were getting closer.
Right?
We were getting closer.
I mean, you understand, we had to stop for fire.
I understand.
Sometimes you have to stop and take a job that involves arson and, you know, having your alchemist set herself ablaze for her cover. That was all part of the plan.
I resemble that remark.
Poor Theo definitely got a scorching that mission.
Yeah,
it hurt, but it was worth it.
Yeah, we did. We did get paid pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, you made some moolah moolah.
Did we?
And connections in the shipping industry.
Totally got to give you guys a flashback and show you the picture of the boat fire. The red spots there where all the individual fires started.
Good job, guys.
I mean, the big ship was the prime target. The smaller ship was the bonus, the tip.
I like how we never quite steal a ship, though. We just burn them down.
Something always goes wrong.
One day, I'll be back on the seas. Or a rock star. That's my actual true dream.
I mean, you're most of the way there.
Yeah, I just need to get a reputation and paying gigs and
it got quiet. Did y'all disappear?
It got super quiet.
Yes.
I think everyone was wondering.
I'm closing all the things that my husband has opened on my computer that was slowly.
Just making sure.
Yeah, everything is like, whoa, dude.
Maybe you should have rebooted your computer too.
Apparently, I should have.
So on the plus side, you know, now that your group is back together with the core leadership there, Mia totally has a gig for you guys.
Hmm.
She must have totally been scoping something out during her missing time.
Yeah. Are we starting? Do you want me to start?
Are you guys ready? Or
I think I'm ready.
Well, you said you're restarting, Kelly, so I wasn't sure if you're going to...
No. I closed all that stuff, so it's running a little better now.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you should always reboot is what you should do.
Yeah, I have closed a bunch of stuff, so it's running better.
And are we starting off with me walking into the hideout? Is that where I'm at?
That would be a great place to introduce the team where you've been. They have questions.
Okay.
They have reservations.
Okay. So Mia just walks in. She's moving kind of like she's hurt a little bit. She's got a busted up face, busted up lip. There's blood trickling down the back of her arm and dripping off of her fingers onto the ground. And I assume Theo is in the main part of the hideout.
I'd probably be in my workshop section of it. You know, my little brewing, bubbling and brewing.
Well, I just bellow, "I'm home."
And if I will, I'm like, "Oh my God, Theo! Oh my God!"
I'm literally looking.
I did this to my boss yesterday too. I'm looking at a name, and that's the name I say.
She's having an existential crisis.
She looked in the mirror.
Well, there's a lot of reflective surfaces there. Yes. It's like, "Are you okay? Here, drink one of my alchemical restorative concoctions."
Perfect. I drink it.
You've been having fun without us, I see.
Sure. That's what it was. I went home to my... I'm playing baby.
Which is my name.
I said Theo, not Leah. Yeah. No, you can go through. Sorry, too many things going on. Yes, I had to go home and I had to see my family, apparently. And but I came back with some bad but great news. I know of a way where we could possibly maybe save the world and make a lot of money. So do y'all want to do it? Maybe.
The world's in trouble.
It's always in trouble of some sort.
This sounds very specific.
Yeah. I don't know the exact amount, but basically what's kind of going on is there's this girl who I don't particularly like who works for one of my brothers, and she is a shadow enchantress named Serafina, and she has always at the middle of some kind of trouble. Her dad, you might know him, he used to be known as like the Mad Pirate King, the one that tried to end the world. So she's always kind of trying to do the same thing. And I have a feeling she's joined started some kind of cult. And it's at the heart of the district. There's like this old spooky mansion. And they're definitely up to something. And I would bet dollars to donuts that they have a lot of interesting stuff, alchemical stuff, and all kinds of nefarious things in there that we should go, and I also want to kill her. So that's my part of the fun. But I mean, you know, if you guys want to, we could go do that.
Is your family the one who did this to you?
Oh yeah, but I mean that's just normal.
Excuse me?
I'm down for revenge because that's not normal.
You have quite the weird family.
Well, as you saw you probably saw the box of eyes. One of my brothers was kind enough to let me know he was saw that you all meant something to me and wanted it was a threat. So I went to go kill him, which, you know, he does need to die. But I failed. And I had to pay the consequences. But the good thing is so far they won't kill me. They'll just beat me very badly. But that doesn't go the same for you guys. So I need you guys to be very careful. That's why I had said don't come looking for me.
Well, Caution is that? Our middle name.
We're looking for you.
Oh, you Caution? You were cautious? That's great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, you actually meant it? Oh, okay. Sorry.
If she meant it or not, it would not have changed my actions the slightest.
I know, Theo. You're just the best. But do we want to go save the world, guys, and make some money, maybe?
And kill your brother? Yes.
Well, there's like five of them. But sure, yeah, we can kill the one to start out with.
Okay, I'm good with this.
And the lady.
Oh yeah, she definitely has to die. Oh, you know, try not to like look at her too much.
Oh.
Or get too close to her. She likes to mess with your mind a lot.
Do goggles interfere with her eye abilities?
I don't think so. But I've never tried before. Luckily, she's never done that, used her powers on me, but I've seen her use them on other people. That's why she's employed by my brother. His name's Wayman, by the way. He's not a very nice guy. 1 star, wouldn't recommend.
That's all right. I don't need to get close enough to make eye contact.
Killing and money are the best inspiration for songwriting. I'm in.
And maybe we could take over the mansion and have a new hideout.
Ooh.
Have a haunted hideout.
Or,
great.
Or a nice venue to have concerts.
Ooh. A mansion's so, like a ship of the land.
And a good twist.
And I would bet if she's involved that there's a pretty nice section beneath it that, you know, like there's probably something underground. It's more than just what it appears.
I do have an important question.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bars are near this mansion?
I would say they're kind of on the higher end because it used to be very, very nice. It's kind of like the Section 8 housing in the middle of a really ritzy area.
Which finger is it located?
Oh, Lord. Jim, do I know this?
You know this.
Well, I would hope so.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're not going to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know its location.
Did I miss it? Let me look again. Hold on. It's in the heart of the district.
It's known as the Chaser Shadows Island, banner. By the way.
Oh, Chaser Island.
Oh, so it's not local.
No.
But I thought it's time we branch out a little bit, and I would love to be your first mate if we're going on a boat and we're commandeering something. I've always wanted to be a first mate.
And it is always nice to have an alternate place to lay low if the need arises.
It's a fallout.
A safe house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of sorts.
But we'll have to buy Kallus a tie. For the bars.
That's fair.
Jim, since I have an aristocrat kind of background, you know, I come from, am I familiar with this area?
Roll me a history and I'll tell you.
Okay, a history, let's see here.
Maybe you
okay,
do,
plus four
maybe
minus.
You don't. Okay, so with your solid 13, you know the on Chaser Island that it may have once been very ritzy, but the area ever since, you know, the reckoning happened and things have changed, it's one of those gentrified neighborhoods that have definitely gone the way of the Five Fingers in that it's not so ritzy anymore.
Okay. Oh, we'll fit right in then.
Yeah.
And we're on Bellows or Bellows?
Yeah.
Bellos, right?
On Bellicose?
The very more industrial Bellicose? Is that that's the one for?
No, I thought we were on Bellos.
Yeah, you're on Bellos.
They're very similar names. That's why I couldn't remember which one we were on. But Bellos is the more industrialized factory, dock, that type of thing.
It's the industrial spot.
But think of how close Chaser Island is to us.
Yeah. It's literally a hop, skip, and a jump away.
A hop, skiff, and a jump.
Oh, the bard.
Spoken like a bardic pirate.
While we're prepping, I'm going to load Gunny with a great axe and make sure he's fixed and ready to go.
Now the question is, do you have that on his character sheet?
I do. I added it on there.
Awesome. You didn't even
with extra time, I actually got my life right and like looked at my character and put in spells. I even got a spell loaded in his little arc node thingamadooch.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can't tell me nothing. I know. Shoot. I'm killing it.
And of course, you know, now that Mia's back, she's noticed that your nefarious band has grown a little. There's a few extra new faces there. She's only gone, you know, a few weeks. And look how you guys are sprucing up the place with all the extras.
Nice.
And we're fourth still, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just making sure.
As one of the new faces apparently dropped something in the background.
Well, we are a forge and you know, we're doing all the stuff and my, you know, station is always bubbling and brewing. Yeah.
You've found to carefully move things from one place to another.
Uh-huh.
And one of them has a little tiny puppy dog.
No.
All right.
So that does mention, you know, since you're going to one of the islands that's bigger than yours, pretty close though, thankfully. If you look in the map, you guys are the little islands closest to shore, and Chaser Island is the one just to the southwest of you guys. Are you planning on taking the bridge or commandeering a boat or having a gondola take you across?
Well, we know what I vote for, but.
We know what I vote for.
I'm all about
it.
Yeah. Steal a boat?
I'm amenable to any endeavor to get us there.
You can be my first mate.
Yes!
So Chaser Island, where on Chaser Island? Like,
so it's about pretty much dead center.
Dead center.
Oh, of course it is.
Yep.
So we really don't need a boat, really, do we? I mean, just got a couple of bridges to go over and.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you wanted to
walk with,
do we?
With the normal
because
boat.
If we were to steal a boat, we would have to steal one that would be able to handle Gunny.
Uh-huh.
And?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. So.
Yeah, but to steal a boat, just to go.
Do we have any contacts on Chaser Island?
At the moment, not really, other than just your occasional rogue.
Don't we have a buddy who's like, does something on the, he's over the ship docks or something? And we could just ask to borrow a boat or ride over on a boat if we don't want to steal one?
Yeah, you could totally get a loaner. Hopefully somebody doesn't steal it.
I'm okay with whatever. We could steal a boat.
I mean, just get a carriage and ride across. I mean,
you're not afraid of the water, are you?
It just seems like an awful lot to risk stealing a boat just to go get in the boat and go, oh, we're there, and get out.
It is
I mean,
true.
It's
Hold it. We have a wagon, though.
Right.
We have our own wagon.
Yes.
And Gunny can totally pull it.
Yeah.
Because remember, that's how we got Gunny back. Well, also, that's how we got all the stuff out of that one when we did the warehouse raid for the police guy. That's what we used. It was the wagon.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean,
okay.
If we were going like much further south or way out, I mean, okay, I get that, but it's like literally next door.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's fine.
And then
I
it's
don't
halfway.
Need a boat.
And then it's like where we're going is halfway inland. If it was like maybe a coastal location on the other side of the island, that might be different too. But it's literally in the middle of the frickin' island, so we're gonna park a boat to go take another 10 miles, anyways.
You're probably right.
Sail 2 miles.
Matter.
Sail 2 miles to then walk 10 miles to where we need to go.
You're breaking the pirate's heart.
With the stolen boat.
Okay.
We get a boat later when we have a.
We don't have somewhere. To take a boat.
Just saying. I mean, you won't even get time to play in it.
Yeah, I've sailed shorter distances for less.
Steal one on the way back.
Yeah, they probably have a nicer boat there anyways.
Now you're just trying to cheer me up.
This seems like a lot of extra effort.
It's fine.
Next time we'll steal a boat.
I mean, you could have stole one, but you burned it down, so, you know.
I burned it down.
That one wasn't quality. That wasn't what he was wanting. He's picky.
That was a pretty nice
boat. It was a really damn good boat.
Beautiful boat. And some crazy dame ran over there and lit herself on fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a little big for us, that was all.
Yeah, it would have taken all of our crew, probably.
And then some. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take our little wagon.
Yes.
Okay,
so you guys, you know, totally see Theo when she's like, but wait, we have a wagon. And she pulls the tarp off the wagon that's just been sitting there collecting dust.
Probably using it to store stuff.
But I'm going to be playing blues shanties the whole trip.
Oh.
Whatever.
Nobody.
Nobody
let me steal a ship.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay, let's go. Are we ready?
Yep.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
I've restocked my alchemical concoctions and items to take with. So.
And of course, you tell the minion groups to just, you know, do their thing, or do you tell them to go on a crime spree?
Do we want them to defend the hideout while we're gone?
That's a good choice.
We could split the difference.
Okay.
We could send some out on mischief and the rest stay, you know?
Keep operations running.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we'll definitely be staying overnight, so.
Have we seen Derek recently?
The group has in passing, but they haven't really spent any time with them.
Okay, just making sure.
Aren't we even, or do we owe him one?
We do not owe him one.
You guys, so we're even. You're definitely even.
Yeah.
Even Stevens.
So if Excellent. You need to cash in a favor, you'll just have to owe, that's all.
What are you wanting?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Gunny's ready. He's got his great axe.
Yeah.
Gunny's got some great weapons on him now. As you guys take the cart, what time of day are you guys wanting to head in that direction? It's going to be about an hour travel time.
Are we just...
I think we should go recon the place, do we think?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no reason to travel at night and look suspicious. Although traveling at night in this area doesn't look suspicious.
In the Five Fingers, the hustle and the bustle has people traveling all times of day.
That's true. That's true.
So, day or night, it's all busy. Really, we blend in either way. Preference.
We want to go daytime?
Yeah, might as well.
There's more traffic during the day, but that will actually give us more cover than...
Right.
You just want to blend in.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay. Then I will have my armor since it takes coal to run it. I'll just have it in the wagon, and I'll be in my regular clothes. But I'll make sure to show off my tattoos so people know I am part of a clan.
Hubba hubba.
And I'll show off my tattoos so people know I'm no longer a pirate. Maybe I won't show off my tattoos.
There's I'm no longer a pirate tattoo.
Non-affiliated.
Yeah. Smiley face.
You said that he was watching, your brother noticed us and was watching us, right?
Yes, that's why I wanted to make sure people familiar. Were on lookout at the height.
Okay, I am going to bind my hair so that my red hair doesn't show.
Oh.
Aww.
Ooh.
Just so it's less obvious that, you know, just like in a work kerchief and stuff.
Hmm. All right.
Okay. Which king's agents?
Oh, yeah. So, of course, you know, you totally hear as you go through towns, there's rumors going on and some weird shit. Like, as you drive through town, you totally see a really nice carriage where it looks like somebody cut the ropes, the leather lashings on the horses off. And you totally see a black pudding and a broken vase kind of just eating everything in the wagon. And people are just walking around it in a big...
Oh, wait a minute. It can't get through glass, though.
It can't get through glass, but the jar is broken.
Yeah, but I've got glass.
You're going to get a pet black pudding?
No, I was thinking of trying, you know. But then, of course, that would actually cause too much notice.
I was going to say, are you going to try to get a black pudding sample so you can grow your own?
Exactly. Well, I mean, think about it. Let it loose and some assholes...
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Go ahead and give me an arcane roll. I can tell you some extra things about black puddings. As you see, there's...
Yeah, I literally thought it was a food. Okay. I don't know why we're so excited.
No, your food.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not food.
With your basic 10, you know that a black pudding is basically a very simple, not intelligent blob of black goo that pretty much dissolves anything organic. So possibly because it's glopped all over a pair of clothing, you know, that's slowly dissolving, the leather boots are dissolving. It may have eaten whoever was wearing the clothing after somebody handled it not with care.
Hey, Theo, I kind of whispered to her, if I use the tip of the great axe to, like, get a little of that goop with Gunny, could you got something to put it in? Do you want it? Because I see her looking at it.
Yeah, I can take a sample.
Okay, so I'm going to have Gunny try to use the tip, the end part, to just get a little goop.
I love science.
Yeah. A little goop.
It's actually kind of
my plastic rubber glove.
Is that Dex or is that?
So what skill do you think he's going to use, or is he just going to straight up use an attack?
I would like to think he would just kind of take the end of the great axe and just kind of take the blade and kind of just try to scrape off a little goop.
Surgically scrape off some.
Okay,
so, yeah, or just, you know, if he happens to take the shirt and part of the whatever with it, well, but not like a full swing. Just a scoop.
Okay, so that sounds like what more of a deck?
And I'm going to marshal him before I send him, so he gets. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an attack roll. Never mind. Okay, just kidding. Okay, is this gun here? Is this me? This is me. Okay, hold on.
So
here we go.
So as he's about to do that.
Oh.
But that's a save. You wanted to roll straight dexterity, right?
Yeah, or a skill with dexterity.
Oh, a skill with dexterity. Okay.
I'm giving you options for something with more of a bonus. Like, as I peek into Gunny's character sheet.
Acrobatics? He doesn't really have.
Uh-huh.
Sleight of hand?
I could do sleight of hand. You want sleight of hand?
I mean, you could always do athletics. Oh.
Don't just keep rolling. Find one that's good, like athletics, maybe.
Okay, so Gunny totally goes up to this cart that's smoldering, and there's little poofs of acrid smoke coming off the dissolving part.
Nice.
And people are just like, someone should call the watch. A little old lady puts her handkerchief with the acrid smell, and Mia's just like, Gunny, go get us a sample. And Gunny just shrugs, his mechanical shrug, like, I get all the crappy jobs. And he proceeds to jab his sword into it to try to get you a sample.
Axe.
As Theo is scampering for her glass jar.
Yep.
Did I totally pause for Kelly say yes?
Yeah, didn't you hear
me? Yep.
And I don't guess I get advantage because yep. I'd be helping him, assisting him.
You say that maybe because you rolled a natural one.
I'm going to say, you just kept rolling, so now, yeah, no, oh, too late.
As,
Okay, that's okay.
So just a heads up, as he totally jabs his sword in there, and the goop, as soon as he puts his new, brand new shiny sword into it, you see this like acrid little hiss pop. As you see, the sword has got some tarnish on it now. And
okay, well, that's fair.
And as Gunny tries to do it, and he pulls the sword out, the ooze seems interested, and starts to do this weird, creepy, blobby ooze. Like if you've ever seen The Last of Us, the way the yellow slime moves, kind of lashes little pieces out, like almost like Venom, you know, his symbiote.
Ew.
And
okay, I changed my mind. I don't want any. I'm thinking of leaving it as a surprise for your brother, but ew.
As it seems to be interested in fighting Gunny now. Someone passes by and goes, thank goodness someone with a steam jack is stopping the creature.
Didn't we quick save before this? Can't we just reload?
Thankfully, it's not a full size jelly. It's a half size jelly.
So it's attacking Gunny? Do I need to roll initiative?
Yeah, you totally would want to roll initiative. Is, you know, he was trying to be clever for you and do a thing, and he didn't quite understand what you were asking, I think, is the big deal.
No.
So everybody can roll a quick initiative. We've turned a side little oddity into an encounter. Oh, I love my players.
Oh, shit. I didn't. Oh, okay. So did they fix it where you had to... don't have to click on your
They oh, have, dang, I didn't apparently. Click on my guy.
Yep, they fixed
because
it.
Because I didn't click on my character, and it did it.
Yeah, it works now since the newest update.
Oh, okay, well, good, because I forgot to do that.
Biffy!
Maybe it didn't work for Gunny, though. Hold on. I thought I rolled a 10 for Gunny, but I think I rolled for myself twice.
No, you rolled once for Gunny and once for Mia. You're good.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
And thankfully, this black pudding is a tiny one because it fit in this big jar. Somebody's big brewing colander that had a pudding in it. Fortunately, they did not handle it with care. What really impresses me is that the ordering and descending order worked properly. So, Theo, wow. You see the black pudding is like sloughed off the wagon and is now going towards Gunny's body, basically.
Okay.
And you saw that when he stuck the sword in it, maybe they're more corrosive than you thought because the sword now has a warp in it, which Mia,
yes,
totally check out
now
that
I'm wondering...
-1 to damage rolls with the sword you have permanently.
And see, now I'm wondering if I use a vitriolic fire on it, would it burn it up?
Sadly, with that 10, you don't recall.
Try it.
You remember they sense motion and as opposed to CC, and they have a limited range of motion, but
I'm going to toss some vitriolic fire and just try and burn it up. Or I don't want to, because I would have tried the acid, but Gunny's there.
Yeah, no. I would try whatever fire you got.
Hold on, let's see here. Because the vitriolic fire...
Get it with fire.
Yeah, because it's an alchemical fire. So, okay, let's do that. I'm going to pass the vitriolic fire.
And the way this thing is creeping and moving, it is very slow and pondering. Woo-hoo! So your 19 has no problem hitting that bad thing. And go ahead and roll your damage. Oh, good lord. This thing has to make a dex save. So
seriously,
you throw the potion in there and it hisses and, you know, has this acrid acid response when it hits the thing, and then whoosh, it starts a little pool of fire inside its little undulating liquid form, and the fire is just cooking away as the smell is horrible. It's like burning tire. But it is now.
Does it look like it's burnt?
The fire did have effect on it. It's boiling and hissing.
Okay.
And the fire pool is just like sloshing around its form as it's oozing across the ground. It's definitely interested in Gunny, though.
This is how we die, guys, by this black pudding.
Curiosity.
I got more fire where that came from.
So, Theo, you gonna like back up? You getting closer? What you gonna do?
Hold on, I'm on the map.
Well, we don't need a map. We're just in a city street where people have made a wide berth, and
I am definitely going to back up. I don't want to be.
You're getting out of danger.
I'm a lot squishier than Gunny is.
Okay, so Callus, you see the thing? It's undulating towards Gunny. It's creepy.
Shoot it.
You know, little. It's like a 4 foot by 4 foot puddle of oozing pseudopod goo. And you're just like, where's the vital organs in this?
Yeah, that's all right. We will shift into an angle and we will fire at center mass.
This thing moves very slowly. But fast enough to catch Gunny.
Oh,
a 16 will totally hit it.
That's actually not the damage. That's the damage, yeah. Oh. I actually hit the wrong spot.
Oh, that's the damage.
Hey, an 11 will hit.
Cool.
So 16 points of what kind of damage?
Piercing damage.
Piercing, you say?
I do.
As the you fire your rifle, the familiar crack and smell that the group is all used to, your bullet goes flying out and totally you see it hit this thing, like rip through it, some of its goop until the round ricochets off the cobblestones, and it does do damage. Nice. It does seem to do the appropriate damage to something fleshy.
Nice. Ripping through it.
So you don't have to worry about, is that going to affect this thing?
Cool.
And how far away from the pudding are you?
Like I said, I shift to a good angle and stay, just out of medium or short range, kind of medium in range, I guess.
Like a good 40 feet away?
Yeah.
You shift back a little to where the crowd's edge was. You're just like, I'm going to shoot from outside here.
Why get close when I don't have to?
I mean, you did see Gunny's new sword literally get all tarnishy and warpy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want your gun getting splattered with that shit.
No.
Okay. Anything for your bonus action?
Nah.
Okay. So, Mia, Gunny. Is in imminent danger.
Can I tell if which of the two assaults did more damage or seemed to do more?
Well, the fire was a little poof. Maybe it kind of muffled the fire because guy said so. And the gunshot did a lot of damage. But then again, that's also because your buddy tried to skip the bullet off the concrete to shred this thing.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my mechanical pistol. That doesn't take a whole action, does it?
Oh, no, you can do that as part of your maneuver. Okay. Whip out your pistol.
Okay, I'm going to pull out, and I'm going to shoot it with my pistol.
Jesus Christ, oh, you're concerned about Gunny.
Wow.
Oh.
As you roll the natural freaking 20. Yes, that hits. Holy crap.
What
is your mechanical mechanical, I almost said mechanical pencil. Mechanical pistol.
it looks almost identical to the one, it's that one that they found in the box.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shape to it that's the one I'm using. It was that shape, it's long, it's almost like a revolver. It's got green twisting snakes going up it down the handle. It's got silver pieces. It's a very pretty ostentatious piece.
Does it have any steampunky looking components?
Yes. It has lots of weird little gears on it. It also has almost like little charms hanging from the handle, the hilt, whatever you call it. I don't know about guns, but obviously Mia does. And it has like a little heart stone for a particular steam jack on it. And it glows a bright green whenever she shoots it.
And when you fire on the black pudding and you kill the black pudding, which by the way just kind of oozes into weird black oily substance that's still mildly corrosive, what does it look like? Because yes, you're freaking 20.
It's going to look... It just looks like a burst of green, and then it hits it and sizzles out. And I look at Callus and I go, "That's how you shoot."
Oh!
It's all about the weapon.
You did what? One more point of damage? Excuse me. And anybody with some trinket of magic and crap can do something.
Anybody with a gun can shoot.
That ain't no gun.
Whether you shoot well or not. Oh, it's not a gun. Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
I had one shot, one kill.
What did you have?
Who did the initial damage to allow the kill? Thank you.
Oh, so you're saying
I think Theo did.
I softened it up. You did one more point of freaking damage. That ain't shit. And it's all charmed and magical. I'm not a shooter. I did it with natural ability. Thank you. Mine is all
I did
skill.
It with my left hand.
Can I cast mending on Gunny to fix his weapon?
Ooh, yes, you could cast mending to get rid of that. Because yes, his
can weapon. I assist? Because I know how to mend.
Well, he's going to use the spell to mend.
Yeah,
it.
I'm going to...
Gunny totally offers Theo the remnant on his sword that's all corrody. And Boom Howler totally touches the sword and casts mend, and the tarnish warp straightens itself out so he does not have the cumulative -1 to damage roll.
Sweet. Thanks, Boom Howler. You're the best.
I look after my crew.
And of course, as you guys are having your little tiff on the street, immediately the watch shows up and they're just like blowing their little whistles in tandem and telling everyone to clear away. And then somebody, the little old lady that had her handkerchief is out, is like, "You're too late. They took care of it. They're heroes of the people." And she gives you a winky face because, she's another one of the working gals on the street. But, she's incognito in a nice dress she probably just stole.
Give her a big old thumbs up and a grin.
You should give them a reward for saving many people. And put some soda of the baking on the black stuff to make it stop being so acrid.
I love this lady. She's the best.
Burn some incense for the smell.
No, I actually put a base on there to offset the acid.
Mm-hmm. Look at you with your science.
The crowd. So does Gutty. He's trying to smile.
And as you do that, Theo, give me one Arcana roll. I want to see a 15 or higher to see if you can get a living sample, a little in honor of Venom, a little glob of black pudding baby that you could nurture.
Okay. I'm going to use my inspiration.
Oh, that's a good time to do it. If you want to get a jar full of black pudding. Because how can that go wrong? Okay, 15. There you go. Woo! So you told
19. I used my
inspiration. That's right, inspiration. So you managed to find a small little sample that's still moving, that could have gotten away into the sewers and repopulated, but instead is now in your specimen jar. Now, what is your jar made of?
Glass.
Okay, seems to have no problem. What's the lid made of in the jar?
The lid is made of it's not cork, it's
look how it's
metal, but with a wax seal.
Okay, so it's got that,
so
that
it's twist,
chemically inert.
It twists. Yeah, it actually twists, it's threaded, but it's got the rubber, wax.
So science says a corrosive substance wouldn't have a problem in the jar. I got you.
Exactly. Why do you think I'm wearing my rubber gloves?
As driving through town has turned into a bizarro moment because this is the Five Fingers. And I totally gave the little old lady a name, so she'll have to return again. Miss,
I wrote it down.
Panhandles.
<What's your name? laughs>
The little old lady's name is Miss Panhandles.
Nice.
Hello.
Thank you all. Just another service from the Nightshade nuisance removers.
And one of the guards that kind of, you know, he's giving you guys this sus look, but then again, you have a big steam jack and the thing is now dead and there's still a smoldering cart. And, you know, your alchemist goes over there and with her, water Doppler, picks up a sample and squirts it in the jar, and it kind of is slowly wiggling in there. As the guard totally...
Do a quick assessment of the cart.
Give me a perception.
And the remains, if there's any, you know,
there
ID
seems,
or anything of importance.
There seems to be nothing of the remains except the leftover of the boots.
Nothing.
As you totally...
Nasty cart.
You're checking out that nasty cart, and all of a sudden you kind of touch a piece of it, and your finger goes for 2 points of damage. As apparently,
you got hurt by the cart.
The acidic effects are
you're supposed
still
to have,
there.
You're supposed to have subdued all that stuff. What the hell?
It
pours some baking powder on it.
You totally reached in, and a droplet dripped off the top, just landed on your forearm.
Can I investigate the cart to see if I see anything? Because I have to one up Callus at every chance.
Oh, dang. Mia's back with a vengeance. Go ahead and give me an investigation or a perception. Ooh. So with your fancy 16, you do know that in the cart, there is valuable items. There's a little chest, which you're assuming has something valuable. It's one of those, you know, over your shoulder size chests, you know, for three of you, not for, you know, Boom Howler, because for him, a full on steamer chest is an over the shoulder chest. But it's these small little, like, you know, 2 foot by 1 foot chests that you would put currency or a lockbox.
Nice.
Do I see anything that's smaller that I could nick and possibly not draw attention?
Ooh, you do see a fancy little scroll there that has some kind of sigil ring stamp into it.
I'm gonna five finger it.
And go ahead and give me a sleight of hand to see how well you can nick it without anyone noticing. Holy shit!
Wow.
Okay, that 19, nobody's like really looking at you checking it out because your alchemist is there and your gunslinger just burned his hand and people are going, oh, it's dangerous. The watch should remove it and pour it into the ocean.
Yeah, nobody notices that she's like climbing and digging through the cart, investigating where I just glanced at the cart. You know.
Well, while she's perceiving. Doing that though, I'm distracting the guards, discussing, that we were here, we removed the service, we were acting in the best interest of the cities, we're really helpful, and just making it seem. First off, distracting them so they're not seeing my colleagues looting the crime scene, and also to make them have good feelings towards us for the service we performed.
Yes, and I'm giving them further instructions. You'll want to burn the rest of this. If you have any of this, this, and this, it can help reduce the amount of,
environmental.
Impact, and help with the stench. But most of all, you want to ensure that the item is inert at this point in time. I'm baffling them with my
knowledge of science.
Techno babble.
Exactly, my techno babble.
And as Mia, I'm assuming you're stashing that scroll in your coat.
Yes,
or something.
I stash it away. I wink at Callus because I know he's got amazing passive perception, so he probably saw me. And I turn and walk back over to Gunny, and I keep waving at the crowd and, you know, giving little kids fist bumps.
As the guard totally, you know, thank you all for your expertise and your assistance in this situation. It could have been much worse. We'll search the wagon for identification and take your suggestion to burn it and pour the ashes into the ocean. as one does.
Have we made it off of our island? Like, are we still in Rory's territory?
You're still in. Yeah, you are.
So just say, make sure to tell Rory, Mia says hi.
And the guys kind of look at each other and say, we'll pass the message. And in case you need it, can I have your names? And he pulls out his little, you know, hand notepad dealio.
Mia friendly.
And he thanks you for your service. And if you are in search of a reward, please go to the local chapter house after we submit our reports. There may, in fact, be a reward for your distinguished services.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
As you know, they'll totally give it to the floor sergeant to see if it's worth a reward or not.
Okay. So I guess we carry on.
Yep.
And you guys totally make it to the first bridge, you know, which, you know.
And I'm smiling. I am so happy that I just phoned Callis twice. And wow. I'm just like living my best life.
You did what to me? You did nothing to me.
I showed you up twice. In my mind, that's what I did, so even though I'm black, I got a black eye, I'm happy.
You investigated, so you physically had to go through the cart and look at stuff. I casually glanced at the cart. Big deal. I could have investigated and climbed in there to find stuff, too, but didn't.
And then what did you find with the magic gun
to do 1 point more than me, so...
And Mia, when you were investigating, did you see anything that might have looked like it belonged to the
Are we far enough away now from the watch and stuff?
Yep, you are far enough away that you could whip it out, crack the seal, and read the scroll if you like.
Yeah, because is there
okay, I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to show it to Theo.
It is the symbols on the seal you can totally tell is a royal signarian, you know, the empire that's to the north of you guys.
Yeah.
That it's that, totally
that I'm from.
Yep. that you totally recognize that first thing off the bat. It's the wax is the two-toned silver blue oil, you know, wax that the royal family uses. So immediately you recognize that.
Like, oh. Well, this is interesting.
Interesting, like we should open it, or interesting, like go boo.
Well, it's interesting that the a servant of the royal house is trying to transport black pudding.
And in this neighborhood.
Exactly.
Should we open it and read it?
Let's. I mean, they can only assume that since the rest of the person was consumed, that the letter would also be.
I mean, it is paper. The black pudding would have dissolved it. As the, you totally, you know, who's going to be the one that cracks that seal and unrolls it and reads it while your wagon's going?
I hand it to Callis. Open this for me.
I just look at her like, whatever.
Do you open it?
Of course, imagine what would have been, could have been in that chest that I know nothing about if somebody had been skilled enough to snag that instead of a piece of paper. But no, I don't. I'm like, whatever, that's paper, man. I think if you can shoot a magic gun, you're capable enough to open a scroll.
Okay, I opened the scroll.
And just about as you pass through the first bridge onto the small island that splits the two islands apart,
it explodes!
That's what I was afraid of.
You crack that seal and you hear the seagulls and the water and the breeze and the wind. Kind of breeze flaps the scroll open as you pull it open. And it's totally a edict from the King of Signar that as you start, you know, you're reading, you're doing the hum and a 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 speed reading, that basically the King of Signar has sent agents to the Five Fingers to finally clean up the corruption that's happening here. And it's orders for, allegedly, whoever owned this girl was probably one of those agents, that they were to make contact with other agents who have infiltrated the Five Fingers, who will be working to remove the Council of Captains. Because remember, there's a...
Really?
The management of this place is the different, basically, pirate captains. And replace them with actual nobles that could do their job. Because Signar seems to be interested in the Five Fingers at the moment, or at least putting it under stable management.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/CPPN to never miss a show or stream.